AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York.
So honey, now.
It took a jury less than 3 hours to deliberate and find British singer Ed Sheeran's song Thinking Out Loud did not copy Marvin Gaye's hit Let's Get It On.
I'm obviously very happy with the outcome of the case, and it looks like I'm not having to retire from my day job after all. But at the same time, I'm unbelievably frustrated that baseless claims like this are allowed to go to court at all.
He says the two songs had dramatically different lyrics, melodies, and four chords, which are also different and used by songwriters all over the world. State attorney generals in New York and California have launched an investigation into the NFL over alleged gender discrimination and harassment of its female employees. They'll look into the league's workplace culture and whether it violated any laws, including equal pay laws. In Washington, a guilty verdict for four members of the Proud Boys who stormed the Capitol on January 6. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The argument prosecutors made unambiguously is that this group planned, they plotted, they came here and were not just caught up in the moment, but came here anticipating a moment and anticipated being part of it. They argued Tarrio did the same.
Enrique Tarrio was the group's leader who wasn't in D.C. for the riots. A jury is still deliberating charges for a fifth member. Investigators are still trying to figure out what motivated 24-year-old Deion Patterson's rampage in Atlanta. CBS's Michael George.
Patterson's mother, who was with him yesterday, told CBS affiliate WANF that her son suffers from mental illness. Atlanta's mayor is calling for a national plan to deal with guns and mental health.
We have a national epidemic on gun violence in America. Other nations have challenges with mental health, but they don't seem to have nearly the level of gun violence that we do in America.
One person died in that shooting, four got hurt. Former President Trump is cutting a golf trip to Ireland short to head back to New York, where he is facing rape allegations from author E. Jean Carroll.
I'll be going back, Curly. Because a woman made a claim that's totally false. It was fake. She's a fake. She wrote in a book. She's a Democrat. We have a rough judge. We have a judge that doesn't like me much, appointed by Bill Clinton.
He is not expected to testify. Teachers in Oakland, California are on strike now after the district failed to meet their contract demands. This parent supports them.
They already don't get paid enough. And it's like, you know, where are they supposed to get the money from? We're all struggling. Yeah, so you would think the district would come to some type of solution.
They want raises, smaller class sizes, and better classroom conditions, including air conditioning. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local state.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A Madison judge is expected to rule soon on whether a lawsuit to overturn the state's abortion ban will proceed or be dismissed. The case is expected to go to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, but no one knows if it will get there before or after the court tilts liberal in August. Attorney General Josh Call says it shouldn't matter.
We're confident in the strength of our legal arguments, and I believe that when the court reviews these issues, that we will prevail.
There's no timetable for when the judge will rule on today's motion to dismiss. Former Badgers football player Marcus Randall L. could get out of prison early. That's despite being sentenced to consecutive life prison terms yesterday. Randall L. was convicted of killing two women in Janesville in 2020. In sports, the Rockies clobbered the Brewers last night 7-1. Milwaukee tries to avoid a sweep today. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to iupatdc7.com.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Real Chili's been serving up mouthwatering goodness to the people of Milwaukee since 1931. Their famous secret award-winning chili recipe is the same as it was back then and a local treasure. From lunch to dinner to late-night breakfast, Real Chili has you covered. And now you can bring the Real Chili to your next party, tailgate, wedding, or office gathering with their unbeatable catering options. And don't forget about their Real Love Party Packs, perfect for small groups and pick up from their two convenient locations, downtown Milwaukee and near Marquette University campus. Visit them at realchili.com. That's realchili.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUK.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Very disturbing revelation, very disturbing development. It turns out that the billionaire Harlan Crow, who had been financing a lot of personal expenses and vacations, his mother's house for Clarence Thomas in the Supreme Court. It turns out now that he also paid the tuition and was not revealed to the Supreme Court in the financial statements, paid the tuition for Randolph, let's see, looking at this that just came over the wire, Mark Martin. He is a great nephew of Clarence Thomas. Harlan Crow paid his tuition. It was about $6,000 a month in a boarding school. Hidden Lake Academy, an exclusive boarding school. $6,000 a month. And then he went to another private school, Randolph-Macon County School, Randolph-Macon Academy in Virginia. Crow paid for that too. Because Crow didn't disclose this and because Clarence Thomas didn't disclose this, the amount could have been in excess of $150,000. Remember, 1 year at $6,000 a month, let's say it's a 9-month school year, and you do that over 4 years and you do another school, who knows how much it was, but it was a lot of money. It was a lot of money. The sad thing, and it's a sneaky thing, Clarence Thomas disclosed another friend who contributed $5,000 to his grandnephew's education in one of these schools. $5,000. He did disclose that, but he didn't disclose Harlan Crow giving potentially more than $150,000. More than $150,000. Now, let me build on this. This is a culmination of a series of scandals that have been revealed about the Supreme Court. Let's just talk about Clarence Thomas first. Clarence Thomas, for about 20 years, got vacations paid. One of them was a $500,000 vacation on a private yacht all around the Indonesian islands. There are many other vacations. Also, his mother's house. His mother's house was bought for $133,000 by Harlan Crow or one of his companies. And then they put on a new roof. They put on a gate. They put on a lock. All very, very nice. And his mother still lives in it. And Clarence Thomas owned part of that house, and under the law, he was supposed to reveal any real estate transaction that he was involved in. His wife, Ginny, got a very, very large salary from a couple of very right-wing, politically oriented groups, and that wasn't disclosed, and it should have been. There's a line on the financial statement that says spouse's income, it was left blank. This is crooked, okay? It's just flat out crooked. He's not alone. the Chief Justice Roberts' wife is a lawyer. When the Chief Justice went on the Supreme Court, she left her law firm and became a, quote, legal recruiter, end quote. And she would call up big law firms and say, boy, here are some good people you might want to hire, which are all people at the top law firms doing well, and they would have been recruited anyway. Over a couple of years, she made $10.5 million. $1 million. That was listed as salary by him, not commissions, salary, as if she's working for somebody and giving $10.5 million. He knew who the law firms were who paid her, and he sat there and ruled on cases from any law firm without revealing what money his wife's gotten. How about Gorsuch? Gorsuch owned a fishing cabin in Colorado. Now, you may say, oh, that's a good expensive property. Not necessarily. If you have property in Aspen, it's expensive property. In Vail, yes, and some other areas. But not every fishing cabin in Colorado, just like not every cottage, every summer home in Wisconsin. Some of them, fine, they're expensive. Some of them, they can't sell them. They can't give them away. Gorsuch had been trying to sell this property unsuccessfully until he got on the Supreme Court. Suddenly, the CEO of one of the largest law firms in the country said, boy, I really like fishing cabins in Colorado. And I really like that fishing cabin. And I am going to give you some money for it. Gorsuch sold it. And he reported there are ranges of profit and ranges of income on these financial things. He made somewhere between $250,000 and $500,000. 250 to 500 when he hadn't been able to sell it for a couple of years before that. I will say it bluntly. What is happening is the U.S. Supreme Court, there are 9 members of it. Remember, there are 7 members of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. There are 9 members of the U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court's the big kahuna. At least 3 of them are beholden to right-wing law firms or right-wing groups. Then it was revealed that Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, so make that 4 justices, by the right-wing Antonin Scalia Law School at George Mason University, said, boy, would you like to go to Italy, maybe, in the summer, and when you're in recess, or the UK? Pick the city. Pick the city. And they pick a city. Gorsuch in the UK, Kavanaugh in Italy. Then they go, well, we'd like you to teach, but mornings only. You have the rest of the time off to yourself. And the most lavish accommodations, lavish travel. This is a paid vacation. Now, it doesn't come close to what happens with Clarence Thomas or even with Gorsuch's fishing cabin or John Roberts' wife's $10.5 million. But if somebody called you up and gave you those kinds of vacations, you would be well disposed to them. You would be well disposed to them. And because they're conservative groups, hook, line, and sinker, you go right wing on all your decisions. And that some of them will say, well, but you can't point, Matt, to a specific case that was affected by this, just general right wing stuff like Dobbs and so on. Well, that's bad enough. But yes, with Harlan Crowe, there was a case. Harlan Crowe, an interest in Trammell Crowe. And there was a lawsuit that got to the Supreme Court. It got to the Supreme Court on a copyright on architectural drawings. There's no disclosure at all about how far Clarence Thomas was into Harlan Crowe's pockets. I want to hit a larger question. Everybody now is talking about, oh, there should be a code of ethics with the Supreme Court. Well, even if there was a code of ethics, Clarence Thomas violated, he violated even his financial disclosure obligations by not reporting his wife's income, by not reporting the real estate transaction on his mother's house. And now, certainly not reporting the large amount of money that Harlan Crowe paid in tuition at a very upscale boarding school for his great nephew. Now, what do we do about this? Quite frankly, the level of money that Clarence Thomas took warrants a criminal investigation. Merrick Garland has the power to convene a grand jury and order subpoena Clarence Thomas to give testimony to this, and Harlan Crowe. And Harlan Crowe. He has the power to do it. When they asked John Roberts to come and speak to the Congress, he declined. They take the position they can't be subpoenaed. Like the president, you know, you have to be careful about how you go about subpoenaing him. But here's the problem. The Supreme Court has said that they have the power to overrule the president or Congress, saying things are unconstitutional. But the president and Congress and no one else has the power to overrule them, and they serve for life. Clarence Thomas has been on the court since the early 90s, 30 years. He was in his 40s. Now I think he's in his 70s. He could last 20 more years. Essentially, on the take from Harlan Crowe. And all of them on the take, not all of them, but some of the ones that I've just mentioned, from whoever eased their minds and eased their finances by paying the kind of money I just talked about. And they say we can't do anything about it. If Merrick Garland subpoenas Clarence Thomas to come to a criminal grand jury and he declines, that decision will be made by the Supreme Court. And if they say he's a Supreme Court justice, he doesn't have to go, there's a constitutional crisis. These people in the Moore v. Harper case are about to rule on what's called the independent legislature theory. We've already seen that the legislature in Texas has said that the Republican Secretary of State appointed by the governor can rule an election no good and do it over. Do it over. That's unconstitutional, but the Supreme Court won't say that. This Supreme Court, if they go with the independent legislature theory, will be the legislature picks the president, presidential electors, not you or me. What you or I vote is a beauty contest. Who the hell says they have this power when they're on the take, and even if they're not on the take? Who says they have this power? It does not say it in the Constitution, but for about 200 years, we have acquiesced in their doing this because they've done it with restraint, and they do it in the long run on cases that people agree with. When they didn't in Dred Scott, there was a civil war. When they didn't, Brown versus Board of Education, when they do New York Times versus Sullivan, Baker v. Carr, then people acquiesce in it. This is a constitutional crisis. This has got to be resolved. And since it can't be resolved legislatively by impeachment, because we have tarantulas in the Senate who will filibuster it, this has got to be resolved by criminal prosecution, and Merrick Garland has to bring a grand jury, in my opinion. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see you in the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
Go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Slight chance for scattered showers tonight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lows around 49, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 70. Cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow night. Lows around 49. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll go right to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, what if the standard state employee can't accept gifts of any kind, what does it matter to the whole disclosure thing? I said this in the previous hour, that they shouldn't be accepting anything at all, period. Pure and simple, the only enumeration that they should be receiving is their salary. I mean, the Constitution, I think I'm well within saying that, because then these guys are become rich men, and so then they basically don't have to pay for anything at all. I mean, they get all their vacations paid for. You know, it is just ethics right. Be damned as far as they're concerned. I mean, it is just. And John Roberts is as bad as the rest of them. He's acquiesced to, well, you can't touch us because we're the Supreme Court. I call BS on that. I mean,
Let me jump on that. No. Yeah, I agree. Hold on. I agree with that 100%. Let me take that a little farther. Back in the 60s, there was a U.S. Supreme Court justice named Abe Fortas. And Lyndon Johnson was about to elevate him to the Supreme to be Chief Justice. But Abe Fortas had been taking money from this guy, and it wasn't like the present system. It was a fairly small amount of money, and he was advising, I think, legally and in policy, some of this foundation's work. He resigned from the Supreme Court. He resigned. He did the right thing. And I think it was 25 grand a year or something, but he resigned, and he should have resigned. It was wrong for him to do that. This thing is blatant as hell. You're paying for the private boarding school of one of their relatives and a lot of money. The wife's getting, I think it was 750 grand, and she, over a couple of years, and she is not even disclosed. Your mother's house gets bought, $10.5 million to the Chief Justice's wife. This is wrong. This is very, very wrong. Fishing cabinet suddenly is worth 500 grand in gain when he couldn't sell it before. Besides that, if they were honest in other respects, it might be not different. They should still leave the court. But what's happening is this court, and I want to put this on everyone's radar, is slowly, slowly destroying our democracy. It's happening in front of your eyes. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Very shortly, with the independent legislature theory, the legislatures will decide elections no matter how you vote. And they'll say it's because it's the independent legislature theory. But they know the legislatures are gerrymandered. So they know it's for the Republican Party to perpetuate itself and to keep gerrymandering itself every 10 years. Because if this Supreme Court under Janet Protasiewicz says we want fair maps, and it goes to the Supreme Court, they'll say under the independent legislature theory, the Supreme Court has no jurisdiction. They'll just say it, no matter what the Wisconsin Constitution says. They have co-opted and captured the courts. In Texas, and I'm going to say it again, the Senate down there just passed a law that says the Secretary of State, appointed by the Republican governor, can overturn an election if it happens in a country, in a county with 2.7 million population or higher. There's only one in the state. That's Houston, Harris County. The next biggest one is Dallas with 2.6. They deliberately set it at that. That is the redheaded, left-handed man with a limp theory of drafting a statute. You define something so narrowly that it only applies to one person or one county. That's unconstitutional. But under the Supreme Court now, with the independent legislature theory, they'll say that's fine. Phoenix, not too long ago, had a law. This is before there are more Californians coming in. And that law said that every municipality in the state will have one polling place to save money. Phoenix has millions of people. One polling place where you have, you know, like Tarantula, Arizona, and Leopard Skin, Arizona, and, you know, Elkhorn, Arizona, and all this stuff. These tiny counties that have one, too. And they, well, it's the same, you know. Under the independent legislature theory, that's the way it's going. This is fake democracy. Even the worst autocracies in the world pretend to be democratic. There are elections in Russia. There are elections in North Korea. There are elections. Turns out there's only one candidate, and if you vote for the wrong guy, you get killed and all that. That is happening in the United States right now. Going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day, Wisco Paul.
Thanks for taking my call. Other countries are looking at the United States as a democracy, and we're deteriorating. Chief Justice Thomas, he was on the take for I don't know how much money. You can't trust any of his rulings. His wife was involved in the insurrection of January 6th. If that's not enough to remove him, I don't know what is. And then, of course, you have Gorsuch, and then now Thomas. So it's...
Right. Yeah, I just lost you, Paul. But here's the deal. You're right. But we're America. We are ascendant. We are exceptional. We are the most exceptional country in the history of the world. Why? Because with the Enlightenment in the 18th century, we were the first to throw off a king. We were the first. French Revolution came after us. We threw off a king. We have a democracy. We're all free people. We're all free people. We're not an autocratic country. We're not a commie country, not a fascist country. And that worked all through the 19th century under the greatest president, Abraham Lincoln saved us. 20th century, Franklin Roosevelt saved us. And we are falling into this because of what? Trump and the Republican Party, and they're doing it real sneaky. They take money. They're on the take. But in addition to that, they come up with the independent legislature theory. What does that mean? No one knows what that means. Oh, by the way, you can't vote. You can't vote. And in Texas, and it will spread, you designate one county, the Democratic county, and then you redo it. In this state, Trump wanted to redo the votes only in Dane County and Milwaukee. Fascism is creeping in on little cat's feet. Going to the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
CBS News Brief. Ed Sheeran says he's grateful a jury found he didn't rip off Marvin's copyright case.
They are in a songwriter's alphabet, our toolkit, and should be there for all of us to use. No one owns them.
The British singer threatened to quit music if he'd been found guilty. At least four members of far-right extremist group the Proud Boys have been convicted of seditious conspiracy for January 6. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
It's really saying people took up arms. They agreed to use force to try and prevent the federal government from doing its job.
A jury just acquitted a fifth member. And equine vets say a suspicious number of horses are dropping dead in Kentucky. CBS's Chanel Call.
Just days before this weekend's Kentucky Derby, there's an investigation into the deaths of several horses at the famed Churchill Downs racetrack. Four horses have died there since last week, including Derby entrant Wild on Ice.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. They're getting closer to reopening the Great River Road in western Wisconsin, where a train went off the tracks last week near DeSoto. Crews are done processing about 2.5 million pounds of debris from the crash. President Biden and U.S. House Republicans are in a standoff over raising the national debt ceiling. Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan says holdouts are pushing the world economy to the brink of disaster if the U.S. can't pay its bills.
We've always lifted the debt ceiling because it's the responsible thing to do. President Reagan said that. Donald Trump said that. We lifted it 3 times for Donald Trump during his administration.
President Biden says he's open to compromise on taxes and spending, but not on raising the debt ceiling. In sports, the Rockies clobbered the Brewers last night 7-1. Milwaukee tries to avoid a sweep today. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the 6th season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org.
Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are both qualified and caring, not to mention highly trained in partnering with you on your healing journey. Make an appointment today at wellpointcare.org. They serve all ages, infants, children, and adults. Both in-person and virtual services are available. Learn more at wellpointcare.org.
Consumers everywhere are loving the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. With state-of-the-art facilities throughout the Midwest, the Village Hearth buns you already love are baked and delivered fresh daily to your local grocer. So whether you like unsliced old-fashioned hamburger and hot dog buns, or prefer classic white or wheat, just look for the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package, and you've made the right choice. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. When I talk about fascism creeping in on little cat's feet, it is not limited to the judiciary. Let's talk about the Congress. We talked about the debt limit yesterday. I'm going to give you a little more details, more flesh on the skeleton. Let me tell you what would happen if we do default. And Janet Yellen says it could be as early as June 1. Could be later in June. It's coming up. I mean, this is what, May 4 is coming up next month. In any event, here it is. First of all, Social Security checks could be delayed. Payments to doctors who provide Medicare services could be delayed. They'll say, oh, we're just delaying it. But, you know, some people live paycheck to paycheck on Social Security. I told you that a while back that in West Virginia, more than 60% of the people in that state rely wholly or almost exclusively on Social Security. That's number one. Number two, federal workers wouldn't be paid. They say they're delaying it. Oh, you'll get it. You'll get it. You know, a lot of people don't have that much money in the bank. They do not have that much money in the bank. Borrowing costs would go up, not just for the federal government. We would be end up, right now we're paying over 5% on 90-day treasuries. It's going to go up a lot more than that if it defaults. And that's just useless interest that we didn't have to pay. Borrowing costs for you would go up. Mortgage rates would go up. Credit card rates would go up. could all go up. Special status of our debt would disappear. Right now, we are the most secure debt in the world. By raising the interest that we have to pay on our bonds in the future, because people won't trust us, would be many tens of billions of dollars a year, maybe more. Stock market would fall quite badly. Companies would lay off workers. I mean, companies that provide services and goods to the federal government aren't going to say, all right, here's this stuff and you can pay me next year. Pay me next year. The banking crisis would get worse. Regional banks in particular, there's already been, what, three that have gone under? It would get a lot worse. And let me tell you, even if we just get up to the edge of default, just the edge, and then don't default. In other words, they cut a deal on May 31st to avoid June 1. That in itself, going up to the brink, would cause unemployment of 0.1%. We'd lose 200 jobs. If we went into default and then they cured it in less than a week, we'd lose 500,000 jobs, 0.3% in unemployment. It was a longer default. And back in 2011, they pulled this on us. They pulled it on Obama. And they went several months. It wasn't on the default. It was on the fact that they wouldn't authorize any money in a new budget. It would cost us 8.3 million jobs, and the stock market would fall more than 45%. When we're shut down, there's about 7,500 rail miles of railroad track that wouldn't get inspected. We closed down 375 air traffic controller towers, even though we have 26,000 flights in the air at all times. We would shut down $5.5 billion from highway infrastructure. 1.7 million people would have food insecurity. In other words, they wouldn't get food. 600,000 wouldn't get rental assistance. Republican John Cornyn of Texas, a Republican, said, well, I really don't care what the tactics are. We have to win back the majority. That was his response to this. We have to win back the majority. Remember something, what they are doing, and then I'll go to the line, do not hang up, but what they are doing is what would have been the case if Nancy Pelosi, when Trump was president, had said, we'll only raise the debt limit if you codify Roe, give us an immigration bill, and give us Medicare for all. Otherwise, we're going to shut down the government. They're doing the same thing here the other way. They're going, well, hard infrastructure did pass, and soft infrastructure, bipartisan, signed by the president. Hard infrastructure passed with 19 Senate Republican votes. But we think that Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, and Matt Gaetz should overrule that. Because if McCarthy doesn't go along with them, they'll yank his speakership. And Moscow Mitch and all of the moderate Republicans, so-called, 19 of them, doesn't matter what they did. It's already been done. Yeah, I know, and we've already issued bonds. But now you have got to default on those bonds. That's what's going on. And when I talk about fascism creeping in little cat's feet, it's not just judges. When you have a gerrymandered state legislature like we do in Wisconsin and a gerrymandered Congress, which is the only reason they have a majority, they are using the appearance of law to destroy the country. Make no mistake about it. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Bill?
Great topic, Matt. John Cornyn from Texas. How much did his party put on the charge card in the Trump years? How much? Now,
$7 trillion.
Okay, now somebody has to say to him, all right, John, how much are you going to roll back? How much are you going to give back to we don't incur this debt? We'll roll something back, but you lead by, show us by your leadership. Start rolling back. He will lose it the minute you talk to him that way, because he don't want enough people to know that they created part of the mess. Democrats are guilty, too. They need to make some adjustments or look to it. But the Democrats are threatening to shut the country down. Republicans love to grandstand. But the grandstand is nothing. I mean, I can't believe we take those criminals serious. And here's what I mean by criminals. They are considered by the FBI domestic terrorists. They already supported an insurrection. And we, the people of America, let them push us around. They're a minority. They're not the majority. Yet we do this. You talk about a fascism creeping in on little cat's feet. It's here. It's not creeping. It's staring us in the eyeball. Well, I can't believe that only a few people like Eric Swalwell, there's a couple Democrats that got the backbone to come at these people and say, either put up or shut up. Because they created a good part of the mess. They're responsible. I said my piece for today. Have a great day, man.
Yeah, no, Bill, you're right on the money. And let me build on that a little bit. They have succeeded with the courts and gerrymandering in doing something that the founding fathers didn't believe could be done. The founding fathers thought that any federal judge, including especially a Supreme Court justice, would be honest and would be dispassionate and wouldn't have conflicts of interest and do what he or she thought was best for the country. That turned out not to be true. They located these people and they put them on the court, and they exist for one purpose, and that is to advance the Republican Party and do what they can to change policy in this country, contrary to what the Congress wanted. Then they invented gerrymandering. No one thought about gerrymandering. 200 years ago, did you ever wonder how the name gerrymander came about? There was a guy named Eldridge Gerry. That's his name, Eldridge Gerry, G-E-R-R-Y, in Massachusetts. And he devised a seat for himself that looked like a salamander. There's a long, skinny thing, like a long, skinny fish. And they called it a gerrymander. In other words, a salamander for Jerry. Well, they had no computers back then. They didn't know how to do this really effectively. But now they can with surgical precision. We're the most gerrymandered state in the country, by the way. Florida is a close second, and there are others. That's the only reason they have majorities in the state legislatures and in the Congress, in the House. But what happens is, once they get in, they pass laws or they issue decisions that have the appearance of the law. They have the appearance of the law to sort of soothe everybody. And then they just take away your right to vote. They take away your right to vote. Or they shut down the government. And one of the ominous things is Senator Tester of Montana. Senator Tester is a really great guy. He's up for re-election, Democrat. Just said today that he has information that there are a number of Republicans who actually want to shut the government down. In other words, they think that will destroy Biden for 2024, and they don't care about the United States. If that's true, there are only two ways to handle this. One is the discharge petition, which requires five Republicans, and none of the Republicans in this state look like they're going to sign on. They will knife the country. They will knife the country. Or Joe Biden under the 14th Amendment says, I'm going to do what Abraham Lincoln would have done. I'm going to do what Abraham Lincoln did have done. If we have the equivalent of Confederates in the government right now, basically commies in modern parlance, the Confederates said back in the 1870s after the Civil War, they said, you know, we were crazy to take up arms. We couldn't win. All we had to do was stay in the government. We could have wrecked the government from within. Those Confederates are back in the government, and they're not just Confederates in the sense of Southern and Northern. They're all over the place. There are some fine Southern people, and then there are some fine Northern people, and then there are tarantulas in the South and the North. It's not Confederates anymore. It's commies. And we've got to do something about it. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Andy? Andy of Beaver Dam, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Andy? Calvin, can we get Andy on the phone? Okay, Andy, for some reason, is not coming through. So I'm going to continue this. And Andy, we want you. Do not hang up. Calvin will get to you as soon as he can to make sure you get on the phone. But here's what's happened. When you have a series of cases around the country, and they're all starting to show a pattern. Texas, I've told you already that they've isolated one Democratic county. They can overturn the vote already. Here you have the Supreme Court in Moore v. Harper already saying that they're taking up the issue of the independent legislature theory. A gerrymandered legislature isn't independent. Supreme Court justices who are taking $10.5 million, $133,000, or whatever it is, they're taking tuitions for their great-nephew's boarding school. What the hell is that all about? What the hell is that all about? Well, okay, Andy, are you back on? Well, apparently Andy is not back on. Yeah, I can hear you now, Andy.
Can you hear me, Matt?
Yes, I can, my friend. Thank you. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Go ahead.
I just want to give you a heads up. On Tuesday night next week, they're on Frontline, which is on PBS. They're going to have a show on the Thomases, the Clarence Thomas and his whatever his wife's name, going back to his early history and whatever, you know, how he became a conservative and all that stuff. And they usually have pretty good programs on there that, you know, they do an in-depth study and so forth. So if anybody wants to be enlightened on Clarence Thomas, I would say that would be a pretty good program to check out and kind of get a history on that guy.
Yeah, that's a very, very good suggestion. That might not hit the fact that his great nephew, that he got Harlan Crow to pay for the guy's boarding school, because that just broke yesterday. So that might not be on
that
it.
That might not be on there.
Yeah, but maybe it will be on it. And anyway, he sat on a case.
Yeah,
it might. But Ginny Thomas has some emails that the January 6th committee wanted, and Clarence Thomas voted not to turn them over. And not to turn them over. The guy's on the take, and then he's voting to protect his wife. Come on. Because at the core of this thing, what is happening? At the core of this thing, what is happening is that they are also slowly stripping our freedoms away. They issue the Dobbs case. They now are going to issue a Moore versus Harper case. They may defer it now because they're chicken and they're being seen. They are using the cover of law to take away your right to vote, and they do it either by gerrymandering and the state legislatures in the House, or they do it by saying that the state legislatures then have the right to overturn elections. They have the right to decide who the presidential elections are. We're going to a break. I see you on the line. Some more of you. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. 844-967-2789.
Talk to weeping willow how to cry, cry, cry. And I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river. And I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
Have fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex jet engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats from seven top USA manufacturers. The team at Action Boathouse Showroom is excited to help you launch into the sun this season and onto the lake. Action Boathouse Showroom just north of 59 on 164 in Waukesha.
We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies tonight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 48. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 71. Slight chance for scattered showers again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 50. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Yesterday.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Tom at McFarland, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Tom.
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. And I think that, as far as with the debt and default, I think the big issue is, A, the Republican, you mentioned that Tester says there's a bunch of Republicans who want the country to go into default. They're wide open about that. They're not making that a secret at all. If you go on to Fox News, then all you're going to hear is how going into default is actually going to be a good thing. That this will be a way to show the Democrats that we have to rein in that spending, and the only way we can do that is by going into default. And they're completely minimizing, if not glossing over, the reality of what's going to happen. I don't really think they actually know the reality of what's going to happen. They're so caught up in their echo chamber bubble that they see this as being a political win for not only for themselves, but for advancing their party. So I don't think that, as far as any negotiation tactics, you're not going to find five Republicans to do that discharge petition. They're not there. Nor do I see the Republicans doing any kind of movement, especially since they have pretty much told McCarthy his speakership rests on the fact that we go into default. So if there's any kind of a deal that's made and we don't go into default, the very next day, I promise you that the Freedom Caucus is going to do it, vacate the chair on McCarthy. And he knows that. So there's all these incentives for the Republicans to lead the country off the cliff, and they're going to use every single one of them. And it's an unfortunate reality for us that are sane. But for the Republicans, no, they see this as these are going to be good days for them, which tells you where their priorities are, unfortunately. But thank you.
That is very well stated and succinctly stated and true. And let me give you a couple of potential remedies or antidotes. What John Boehner did and Paul Ryan did when they were speakers, and this thing came up one time, I can believe this. Do you remember, you'd have disaster aid if there's a hurricane or there's a tornado in Texas or a hurricane down in New Orleans, and we had plenty of disaster aid. When Hurricane Sandy hit, it was New Jersey and New York. Believe it or not, many Republicans wouldn't give them disaster aid because it was New Jersey or New York. They don't see themselves as Americans anymore. What Boehner did, and then afterwards in something similar, what Paul Ryan would do, they get all the Republicans they could get. So presumably Kevin McCarthy could get, he has 220 some odd Republicans. Let's say he can get 180 of them. He says, all right. And then he goes to Hakeem Jeffries and he said, all right, I need 38 more to get to 218. Jeffries would give him 38 because we want to extend the debt limit. And it would pass. Then Marjorie Taylor Greene or one Bobbert or Gates or one of these ones would pull the speaker vote, right? Because McCarthy had to agree that one person can do it. In the old days, that'd be 20% of the House. Okay, but then if McCarthy had any respect left and people respected him, and Boehner and Paul Ryan were trying to do the job, there would be a vote, and McCarthy would not get 218 votes. He might get 190. So then he would go to Hakeem Jeffries and say, okay, you and I are basically governing from the middle. We're governing in coalition. I got 190. I want to be the speaker. Give me 28 Democratic votes for McCarthy to be the speaker. And going forward, I am willing to work with you. And if I run into a buzzsaw with my right-wing nuts, you're going to make up the difference. If this were Boehner or Paul Ryan, I would say that should be done. It's going to be hard to stomach, but there are at least 28 or 30 Democrats who are in such safe districts that they could do that and people would understand. Now, the problem is McCarthy is not trustworthy, and the problem is McCarthy is a very dull individual. I mean, it's amazing he even got to be Speaker. And that's not going to occur to him. So all I can say to Tom of McFarland is this. I would think there are five Republicans. There's a couple in New York who ain't going to get reelected if we go in default. And there's one in Pennsylvania that ain't going to get reelected. And there's a couple in California. I would simply say to them, vote for it, for the discharge petition, and then go say, look, I'm an American first. We're not going to default. Now I'm going to fight like hell for lower taxes, blah, blah, blah. But in the budget, not the budget default vote. But if all of that fails, I have faith in Joe Biden. And if I were Joe, I'd go on TV on March 31st and say, I am going to do what Abraham Lincoln did. Abraham Lincoln, back in the 1860s, when he ran into people who were trying to destroy the country, he said, I will not permit our union to founder. I will not permit that. And he did what he had to do. And what Joe Biden has to do is a lot less severe than a war, because people are shelling Fort Sumter. All he has to do is say, under the 14th Amendment, I am extending the debt limit as president of the United States. And I'm extending it this amount. And now I will negotiate on the budget on taxes, and I'll negotiate on the budget on spending. Now, the Republicans will be very relieved. They'll all complain. If it goes to the courts, the six tarantulas, they'll say, well, we don't interpret the 14th Amendment that way. Biden's got to say, well, I do, and you don't have an army. So shut up. That's got to happen. The only thing that Abraham Lincoln did different from what I said is he didn't say shut up, because he was a good politician. But there are extreme remedies needed here. If we default, the dollar's preeminence in the world is lost, number one. We've never defaulted. If people realize that they've got to pay more insurance on whether our bonds get paid than they do on the bonds of Ireland, Portugal, and the Czech Republic, we're not going to recapture our economic legitimacy and, frankly, our mastery of the world. It's going to encourage China to go into Taiwan. It's going to encourage Putin to be even more savage in Ukraine and to go into Estonia, which is in NATO, and say, you have Russian speakers, I'm going to liberate them. Because we have Republicans stabbing us in the back. The Republican Party is not the party that you knew when you were growing up. This is not Eisenhower. This is not Tommy Thompson. This is not Paul Ryan or John Boehner. These people are savages who hate the United States. They'll stick a knife in our backs. And they have to be strong measures. I didn't even get to what the Wisconsin state legislature is doing under Voss, which will wait for subsequent segments tomorrow and next week. But this is a time for patriots to stand together, Republican and Democratic. There are a lot of good Republicans. Get that discharge petition out. Make sure we don't default on our debt, and then negotiate like hell on taxes and spending. Coming into the show, great show, great callers as always. Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.